the first thing I wanted to do really was to thank everybody, because it really has been the support that we've had from people here I know, but from people across the country that have kept us still fighting after nearly 100 days on strike. And we do feel, as Keith said, that there is something different going on in the country. We can feel it in that support that we've had for our strike. We also can feel the attacks that this government is planning for us and is raining down on us. And it's quite shocking, we feel, what's happened to us at the gallery, but it come, we feel, from a green light from the government and their anti-austerity attacks. They want to drive through privatisation, but also the attacks on trade unions. And it, as I say, it's quite a shocking story, because the National Gallery is paid for by us as taxpayers, and they want to privatise 2/3 of their staff. And there is no reason for them to do it, no practical reason. Really, when you come down to it, the reason is that they want to attack their staff and our trade union. And they've used really every dirty trick in the book. So a year ago, when they first announced the privatisation, they suddenly employed a private company who was surplus to requirements. They weren't needed, and they were brought in, and in effect, their role has been to, as a strike-breaking force. So when we're not on strike, they're surplus. When we are on strike, they manage to at least open some of the gallery. I've been sacked for trying to find out how much of taxpayers' money was spent on that private company. And what I did was send an email to my union official with an estimate of the cost, which I found in a document that was freely available to all staff. And they said that is breaching commercial confidentiality and sharing information outside of the gallery. We think it's just trying to shut us up and stop us from finding out what they're up to. And really, it hasn't stopped over the 100 days of strike action. So the latest is in August, we went on all-out strike, because we felt that we couldn't do anything else but up the action that we were taking. And the gallery told us that they would only stop our pay up until the 14th of August, because that was the cut-off for the payroll. In the end, they took the whole month's pay out of the August pay packet without notice, and we found one person, actually, who wins the prize. He had minus £20 in his August pay packet, and the head of human resources then offered us a loan if people went back to work. But I'm very proud to say that we didn't go back to work, and all of the attacks that they've rained down on us have actually made us stronger. And if their aim was to smash our union, they certainly haven't succeeded in doing that. And as I say, the only reason why we've been able to see off all of those attacks is because of the fantastic support that we had. And it's something that anybody should take inspiration from, to be honest, because we've had 130,000 people sign our petition. We've raised over £100,000 for our strike fund. And that has come from trade unionists, people who care about art, but also from £5 here, £10 there, from people all over Great Britain. Who just want to see people stand up and have a go back, and you know, want to support anybody who's standing up and fighting. And I think that does reflect the thing that's changed. That, you know, we could feel it, but since the election, you can feel something different. Tens of thousands of people have been out on the street demonstrating, haven't they? Over austerity, saying refugees are welcome here and not letting the government divide and rule us. Meetings like this have been taking place, you know, across the country. And then Jeremy Corbyn getting elected is obviously, I mean, I think it's a really important moment for the left, but it makes a real difference practically. We were so pleased last week. Not only did we get we went to the TUC and had a standing ovation, and the TUC are backing our campaign, backing our day of action on on Thursday, but Jeremy Corbyn, when he spoke to the TUC, said he supported our strike. Now, he has, right from the beginning, but no one can remember the last time the leader of the Labour Party actually called out and said that they support a strike. And it has made a difference to us. We don't know if that's the only reason, but we do actually have some talks going on at the gallery at the moment. We've got a new director who is talking, but suddenly, instead of the talks taking place once a week or once a fortnight, they've been happening every couple of days since Jeremy Corbyn spoke at the TUC. So it may or may not be down to that, but thank you very much to him. And I think it is important for us all, whether we're in the Labour Party or not, this is a moment in the Latin Britain when we can see some real change. And I think how Jeremy supported our campaign is an example of how that can inspire people, actually, can make it easier to fight, but inspire people to fight because they think there is an alternative. But also, because of the attacks that he and John McDonnell, you know, people who supported the trade union movement always, the attacks that they're under now, the more that we're building a big, broad movement that they're part of, they're good for us, but we're good for that campaign as well, it seems to me. In terms of where we're up to in the gallery and what we need, as I say, we've got some talks going on, which we hope may be resolved, but we're appealing for your support. And we do need money. We need that desperately, to be honest, to keep on fighting. Most of our people on strike started the strike not even on the living wage. We're really proud that we won the living wage during the course of the strike. But most of the strikers are very low-paid workers, so it's very hard to lose any money. The second thing is we've got a day of action on Thursday, as I mentioned. We will have been on strike for 100 days by then. And what people around the country are doing, I know that this is planned in Warsaw, is really doing what they can. So if you can organise a protest, and I know in Warsaw there's a stall outside the art gallery from, I think it's quarter past two, so that's fantastic. I don't know whether that would be something that you could do in Birmingham. Tea time, 5 o'clock outside the Museum and Art Gallery, I'm throwing that out as a suggestion. But otherwise what we're saying is, if you could, in your workplace or amongst your mates, do a collection, take a photograph, post it to our Facebook page and tweet it. Just show the powers that be that people do support around the country. That would be fantastic. And the last thing that we're saying, how you can support us, is really to do the same thing that we're doing. Because we need a bigger fight back, don't we? We need a bigger, national fight back, actually. But we say, if we can do it, anybody can. And if you asked us a year ago what our favourite form of strike action was, it was 2-hour strikes. No one would have believed that we would have been on all-hour strike and on strike for 100 days. And just very quickly, a couple of lessons from the strike that we've learned along the way. Be political. Be as political as you can, because that's what it's been, because people have seen our strike as an example of a fight back against privatisation and austerity, and we've linked up with campaigns around art and culture and art galleries, and we've done 1,000 some hours on May Day that people have supported us. So I think that's really important. Be broad, you've got to involve everybody, and we've done everything. We've been on strike, we've had direct action, but we've written to MPs and done early day motions, we've done petitions and tried to really get everybody who possibly could to support us. And the last thing is, really, be bold. Because as I say, we would never have thought that we could do it. And it's our time, really, I feel, at the moment. And we'll be getting on a coach. People in London usually wait for people on a coach to come to them on a demonstration. But we'll be getting on a coach on the 4th of October and going to Manchester. And we hope that demonstration will be massive in Manchester, but that also it will be a springboard to give people, you know, a signal that we really are serious about